أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك من ربك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس إن الله لا يهدي القوم الكافرين. صدق الله العظيم. After speaking about the ills, the wrongs, the weaknesses of the Bani Israel, especially the Yahud, and then there is a continuation to that in the verses to come, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhar Rasul, O Rasul, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Transmit, deliver whatever had been revealed upon you from your Rabb. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala commanded Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to propagate whatever Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no specification that it has to be only the rules and the laws of salah, or the rules and the laws of taharat, purity, or for that matter, any particular part of Islam. But whatever Allah Ta'ala had revealed to you, all of it you are now commanded that you propagate this to your ummah. This ayah coming at this particular point of the discussion of the Yahud and the Ahle Kitab was because when they began their ills, their harms against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would have thought that with all these difficulties that are being imposed upon him, that doubt could have crept in, but it did not. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that no matter what the situation is on the ground, this work of tabligh, this work of balagh, this work of transmitting and propagating the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should continue in the very many different branches that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has created. The result of this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through his 23 years of nubuwat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to almost the end of it when he stands on Hajjatul Wada, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses the Sahaba in that monumental khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, at the end, he asked the Sahaba, Hal ballaghtu? Did I transmit the message? Did I deliver? Did I propagate the message to you? Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, all of them replied in the affirmative. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turned to Allah Ta'ala and he said to Allah Ta'ala, Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad, Allahumma shahad. Oh Allah, you bear witness to this, that my sahaba to whom I delivered this message has borne witness to the fact that I have delivered to them, I held back nothing. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then further says, wa illam taf'al fama ballaghta risalata. And if you did not do, in other words, you did not propagate this deen of Allah Ta'ala, then فَمَا بَلَّغْتَ رِسَالَتَا, then you have not delivered the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was incumbent upon you. From here we find that at that particular time also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدُ الْغَائِبُ, that those of you who are present, some Sahaba may have been there, but they were not on the plains of Arafat. There were others still to come onto the earth, that from the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then gave a categoric command to this ummah, that those who are present will now deliver to those who are not present. And this continues and should continue up to this day, and it continues till the day of Qiyamah. One very important lesson that we need to learn from here is that there was never a possibility that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have withheld anything from this ummah. There was never a possibility that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have concealed, or he would have stopped this task of propagating. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us the important aspect of propagating the deen of Allah ta'ala, and each one of us have the ability. In whatever way, those around us, those who are working, those in our families, those who are close to us, to propagate, to give them something that we have learned, something about the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then more especially to the broader community, to give them this message of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is a responsibility on our shoulders, and we should take it as a responsibility. We should actually take it as a privilege that Allah ta'ala has given us this privilege to take this word of Allah ta'ala and to propagate this word of Allah ta'ala. Today we get people registering the trademark. And for them, it is a great honor that nobody else can have the copyright to it. But here Allah Ta'ala has given us this privilege for us to give and deliver this message of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to the broader global community. And this is what we should engage in any small way that we can. Wallahu ya'simuka minan nas. If there would have been any fear in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if he goes out to deliver the message of Allah Ta'ala, that his life was at stake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviated that reservation that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have had. Allah says, Wallahu ya'simuka minan nas, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from mankind. Up to the point and time of the revelation of this ayat, Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha used to say that Sahaba used to come on their own accord, and they would look after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam more like a security, bodyguard, etc. But then after the revelation of this verse, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam relieved everyone of that obligation and that task also. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not guide the qawm al-kafirin, the unbelievers. They have determined that they are not going to listen to the message of Allah. They close their hearts to Allah ta'ala. Hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closed the door of hidayat and guidance to them. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.